Sense of passion, we live life to the crash. No truth, they know bad. You catch them on the ground. Underground. In the dirt. You're going to leave my ears unmarked. Your pride is bright. In the end, you're all you can find. This choice you made puts us all away. I can't ever
fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, and fuck you, I'm out.
I'm wearing Vans too. What color?
Oh, black.
Purple. Ah. Well, like checkers?
No, just straight up black with the... Oh, actually, I lied. They're Levi's, not Vans.
Levi?
Yeah.
Not Vans.
Not you Vans, have Levi's sneakers? No. I got no. They look like Vans, but they're Levi's.
Like the jeans?
Yeah, like the jeans. I think Marshalls or Old Navy.
Whoa! I didn't know about all that. I'm here with Joe Veloci.
Yo.
Did I say that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love it. A lot of people say Veloci. I grew up and everybody was like Joe Veloci.
Dude, come on. We already talked about our Italian.
The CI in Italian, it makes a chi.
Yeah, of course. Of course it does. Joe drums in some of the raddest bands on Long Island, including Targeted, which probably more of the audience listening to this show is familiar with than perhaps some of your other bands. More beat down, hardcore leaning.
Yeah, yeah. Tough people music.
Yes. So I was thinking we'll go like kind of band to band. Of all the different bands you're in, unless, like, why don't we start with a list of your bands? You go.
And so, right now, right now, obviously, I'm drumming in Targeted, Chastity, Doomsayer, More of Myself to Kill, and Pie Oh My. You ever watch The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Do you remember the horse from The Sopranos, from Ralph Sofredo's horse?
I mean, I suppose.
The horse's name was Pie.
Okay.
But we spell it differently. I think in the show it's like pie, like the food. Oh my. We spell it P-Y-O-M-A-I. I don't even remember how that came to be the band name. I think I was just like, yo, what if we named it Pie Oh My, like the horse from The Sopranos?
Well, I feel like, I mean, I love The Sopranos, but I do feel like I missed like one season somehow.
Dude, that's a show that you need to watch with your phone off, thrown across the room.
Oh, dude. And dude, really I watched that shit before phones existed, dude. I watched it live. I watched it live on HBO before there literally were smartphones. Anyway, let's not get into depressing how old I am things.
No, sir.
How dare you? So what kind of music is Pie Oh My?
So, to be completely honest, I don't know what genre we are, but we played two shows. We're still like recording and like, you know, just trying to
make it as perfect as possible.
Somebody said we're Scrams. I don't know what Scrams is.
What? Okay.
Yeah, Mike Varley said we were Scrams. So I was amazing. I'll take your word on it.
Shout out Mike Varley.
Shout out Varley. Shout out fucking, I love fucking Mike Varley. I see him at least 3 times a week at the practice space.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The new compound.
Where is that at?
Islandia. You know Dave & Buster's in Islandia? It's like kind of over there.
No, man. I live in Nassau County. I don't really know.
The only thing I know about Nassau County is the UBS Arena. Pontiac Park and Eisenhower Park, just because of softball. That's why I play softball.
Wow. Well, UBS Arena, I will say, is so not Nassau County, I can't even tell you. I mean, if it is technically, it's like really not. It's totally Queens, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's like Belmont, right? That's so far.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a technicality, but I wouldn't think of that if I thought an asshole. But
yeah, somebody called Biomide like post hardcore, which I don't really see. I love the band Pianos Become the Teeth. So if somebody asks us, "Oh, what do you guys sound like?" I'll just be like, "Oh, like Pianos Become the Teeth." Like
Pianos, like Citizen. Pianos Become the Teeth. Pianos.
Yeah, Pianos. Nice. Pianos that's Become cool. the Teeth. Fucking that's great cool. band.
Pianos are like these kind of piano keys, you know.
Piano keys.
I get it. I get it. All right, and then so let's go backwards. And then Doomsayer.
Doomsayer. That's a project that my boy, the vocalist Simeon, started with our guitarist Mickey. And I remember Simeon hit me up one day. Me and Simeon were going back and forth, and we were just like, "Yo, we should start like a Chariot worship band," and we were just like, "Yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it." And then we got our friends Connor and Kieran to play guitar and bass respectively. Yeah. Doomsayer is more like chaotic metalcore. We fucking love the Chariot. We love shit like Norma Jean. Lots of just chaos. Nothing makes sense musically, I'd say. It's just a bunch of like chaos, lots of tempo changes, there's breakdowns, we got some blast beats, some grooving.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you sound anything like them, but it reminds me kind of what you're saying about, like, I don't know, I think of Raid kind of.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. Doomsayer and Raid. Now, those are, I feel like that could be like a brother sister band. Like, we can play multiple shows with each other.
Yay.
Even More of Myself to Kill. So, More of Myself to Kill, that's my baby. Oh. Yeah. I've been jamming with those guys since I'm 16. I'm 25 now. We did a lot of cool shit like in the early 2010s, like probably around like 2015, 2016, 17. And then COVID fucking happened. So we were like, right. Oh shit. We were supposed to play Mathcore Index Fest 2020, but you know, fucking world ended. So we did what is it? Like a live stream playthrough of like a set we did. I think it was like on YouTube or something. It was premiered on YouTube, which was dope. I'm trying to get More of Myself to Kill and Raid to play this year's Mathcore Index Fest, but no offers yet, but hopefully once that album drops from Mom TK, hopefully things change. Like I said, that thing's my baby. I've been jamming with those guys since I had a full set of hair, bro.
Speaking of which, we're gonna, I think, close the show with a MOMTK track, which is not even, if I understand correctly, mastered or has a name.
Has nothing. We recorded it, I think, like 2 weeks ago. I think we have like one song to record, and then the album's done. We're gonna like shop it, see if any labels want to pick it up, and if not, fuck it, we don't care. We're pretty much DIY till we die. I know we're gonna do a. And I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about this, but I sort of don't care. We're supposed to do like a Hard Knock ECC release show in the future. Hopefully towards the summertime, maybe fall.
But nice. Whatever. Fuck Hard Knock.
It's like progressive. Tell him
to come see me.
Yeah, for real. Tony Hard Knock. If you do not, I'll just shoot him a text message and be like, "Yo, we're doing this." And I'll be like, "All right, word." But More of Myself to Kill. Our first two releases, it's more like progressive metal. But then, I don't know, we matured our sound. I started jamming with all of these bands. So I brought influence from, like, the beatdown, the metalcore, even the scram shit, into More of Myself to Kill. I'm really, really proud and really excited to share it with everybody.
So, yo, everybody, at the end of this shit, at the end of this interview, I'm playing this track of the band he's talking about. So
damn sure.
They get to hear exactly what you're saying. And I think it sounds great. I mean, yeah, I could tell, like, it could be, like, the level could be whatever. But
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But that doesn't matter, you know. I mean, like,
it's a quick little preview of what's to come.
It's great. Sure. I was really happy with it actually. When you sent it, because I was like, you know, I just didn't know what it was. But also, I think not only me but a lot of people. This is a good time to bring this up. Your name on Instagram, which is kind of how people know people sometimes, is I always thought was Joe from Montauk. Right.
You're not the first person to say
of course that. I'm saying of course I'm not a bunch of people like I've been like oh I have this joke where I'm like Joe from Montauk but it's really and they're like of course it says Joe from Montauk and I'm like no it doesn't you know like
there's an M there brother
But it looks like it's Montauk. I bet if you wrote that on like a license plate, people would be like, Joe from Montauk. Dude, you know, like it's just kind of like your eye just sees that.
Dude, no joke. This is probably like the last 5 or 6 years. I don't know why we don't do it. We don't commit. But we've been talking about getting Mom TK stickers, but in the like the format.
Do it.
I know.
The white round sticker with the fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Just make it Mom TK fucking Long Island progressive death metal or whatever the fuck we are.
You have to do that.
Dude, I know. That,
but you have to make the metallic stickers that people can put on the back of the cars, just like the fucking the ones they have.
Exactly. Established 2013 or whatever the fuck we started. I want to do that, and I also want to do. So I was telling you before, I'm a really, really, really big sports guy. Fucking love baseball, hockey, football, whatever. It doesn't matter. I can watch two dudes playing fucking handball back and forth. Okay. But I really want to get John. I don't know if you know John Montiel. He's in the vocalist of Wreath of Tongues. Mom TK and like those guys have been boys for years. And he designed him and actually three people, John, Mark Steinman, and my boy Tom. All designed Mom TK New York Mets sticker influence logos.
Yeah.
And I really want to stick that on a shirt. Nice. And my guys are like, nobody's going to buy it. It's sports. And I'm like, boys, a lot of people love sports. Like, you would be shocked. And they're like, ugh. And like, then we forget about it. And then I bring it up and then we forget about it. It's just one of those things. I don't know.
No, I mean, in New York, if you do something Mets or Yankees, people are going to love it. Or like Knicks or.
Dude, you go to AMH and you just see the fucking the fence. And I've seen like four different bands with like New York Islander based logos.
Yeah. I mean, any local shit.
Yeah, for real. Just no Yankee stuff. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I honestly, I've said this, I think, before. I don't really like sports at all, actually. I mean, it's not that I don't like sports. Like, I feel like when I was younger, like I went to baseball camp and shit. Like, I was in sports. I liked baseball. I watched everything when I was younger, and it's not that I don't like it. Well, I do like fucking soccer, like, you know, football, international, this, that, and the other thing. I like, I've always been a big MMA fan, less so now, because it's just like, I feel like it's way past its prime right now. I still like, you know, I like boxing and Muay Thai and Thai kickboxing, and which is the same exact thing as Muay Thai. Yeah. So I said it twice for no reason. And I went to my first Islanders game recently, and I thought it was great.
Did they win?
No.
So it's like I'm a New Jersey Devils fan. I don't have any problems with the Islanders. I'll go. If one of my friends was like, "Yo, you want to go to an Islander game tonight?" I'd be like, "Fuck yeah, let's fucking go." Yeah. But I can't stand the Rangers. I don't know if it's because the Rangers and Devils have this big rivalry.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I was the only Devil fan in high school and everybody was Ranger fans, but I just can't. I can't do it.
Yeah, one thing I know we have in common that we're big fans of is wrestling.
Yes.
Pro wrestling, not amateur, collegiate wrestling.
Real thing.
Yeah, the real shit. You know, let me just say something for anyone out here who's listening to this and is like, "Oh, wrestling," you know, and says it's fake or whatever. I think that's really offensive and insane to say.
It really is.
Because wait, I just want to say what these people are doing. If you watch, is absolutely insane. They're acting right in front of like thousands of people live and on television with millions of people. They're both acting, being funny, doing this, doing that, and then doing the craziest acrobatic shit you've ever seen.
For real.
And without messing up, like, ever. When they botch something, it's, like, super rare. Like, if you think about how off, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's such an amazing, they have to do so many different things. And they do get crazy hurt. Like, fucking Cody Rhodes, right? He fought with, like,
torn thing on his chest,
black. His whole chest was black, and he literally was fighting with a torn pec for like another 20 minutes after it happened. So, like, this is
Brock
real,
Lesnar
like,
jumping
I mean, it's
off
not,
the top it, of the ring, breaking his neck against Kurt Angle at WrestleMania,
right? So, the thing is, it's I've heard this before, it's predetermined. That's the correct word,
yeah.
Yes, it's predetermined. Yes, they know ahead of time who wins. But everything they're doing to say it's not real is bizarre. Anyway.
It's almost like disrespectful in a way.
It is. I feel disrespectful.
That's like coming up to like me like at a show and it's like, oh, you're playing beatdown. You're playing progressive metal. That's not real music. You should be playing jazz. And it's just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's just I just think people are completely missing the point. Like, it's like, yes, of course it's not real. None of us think it's real in terms of who wins. Like, holy shit, he pulled it out. Like, it's more about, like, the moves they can do, like, clean. You know what I mean? And, like, that look fire. You know?
And you know something else
fucking
that
up.
Nobody talks about? They're on the road, like, 350 days a year. Oh, they don't see their friends. They don't see their families.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad. It's crazy.
Mad respect, though. I couldn't have a...
I mean, you know, it depends on who you are. You know what I mean? Like... But, you know, it gets to all of them and they go crazy eventually, I think. I mean, you know, I guess maybe it's better that they split SmackDown and Raw. I don't know if it's still like that as much so. But that might have been to, like, relieve them somewhat. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to fight twice a week or whatever. But then I think all week they go on, like, house shows or whatever.
I just saw on – so I use – whenever I get, like, sports tickets, any tickets really, I use an app called Game Time. And they were advertising, I forgot the date. I think it's sometime in March or in April. It's like a Saturday at MSG. They're doing like a WWE live event, which is, it's not gonna be on TV, but like, they're still like committing to whatever they're fucking doing.
Yeah.
You got motherfuckers that are like, oh, this isn't real. How could you watch this? What are you, 12 years old? It's like, no, I like to sit down, drink a beer and fucking watch wrestling like I've been doing my entire life.
A beer.
Three beers.
So I was disappointed because you said you hadn't seen Elimination Chamber, which I have seen.
I've been slacking, if we're being honest. I need to like sit down one day and just go on Peacock and just watch.
Well, let me say, can I say a few words about it or
I have Instagram, bro. I've seen I like know everything.
Oh, so you like know what happened. Okay. So I think there's a bunch of wrestling fans out there. Hopefully they're listening to this. So I have a couple things to say about WWE in general. First of all, let me just put this out there. I don't like AEW at all.
No, really?
No. If you want to go there, Dan. So this is what I think about AEW. I think that the situation they have there, my understanding at least, I don't like read about wrestling constantly, but I kind of try to keep up with what's happening. My understanding is they have like zero creative there, meaning there's not a big creative team that works for the company that kind of guides the storylines around. Mm-hmm. It's more like a couple wrestlers, like, you know, like let's say Aleister Black and fucking Brody and what's his face? Buddy Murphy. Mm-hmm. What are they called? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like they're Fraction or whatever. Faction.
Anyway, like that, they come up with on their own because those are like creative cats, you know, and they're like, let's do this thing. But there's no like dope storyline with the rivalries. And so I don't know. I think it's like very random. I also hate, I'm just going to go on a tirade here. You could
go ahead.
Okay. I do not like, also, they'll be like, so the only live event I ever went to, and I think maybe it's the best match they'll, I don't know if it's the best match they'll ever have, but I was there when they were at in Flushing. At Arthur Ashe. Did you go to that by any chance?
No. I've yet to see AEW.
So that was
the only
time.
I think Marty and I, for our birthdays, we have like an April birthday. I think me and him were talking about going to UBS. I think it's April 5th.
Someone in hardcore, and I'm not going to say who, but someone we all know, cooks for AEW. He's a chef for the wrestlers and shit when they travel.
Shit, really? Did not know that. That's insane.
Yes, I'm not. Shout out to him. He listens. Hello, sir.
I'm trying to think of who it is. I think I have an idea, but I'm
really
wrong. Mate, wait, he cooks?
What?
Wait. What did you say? He cooks?
Yeah,
like he's
cooks.
A chef?
Yeah.
Oh, then I have no idea. I know one dude on my Instagram who cooks, and that's fucking Joey from Black God.
No. Oh yeah, he's a crazy cook. What's up, Joey? What up, Joey's Billy? Food is crazy. But does he just cook that for like himself or people coming over and eating that stuff?
I think he like cooks for his whole family.
His family, right.
Dude, me and my girlfriend would just be chilling and I'll be like, yo, did you see Joey's story? And like Scott would be like,
it's outrageous,
yo, look at that fucking whatever the hell he made. It's like insane. It's like restaurant quality. Joey, you gotta stop what you're doing and you need to open up a restaurant.
Yeah, I agree.
For real. I'd be first.
Yeah, I mean, because he's obviously passionate. He like every day he makes something crazy.
Yeah, like smoking his own sausage, making his own sausages. It's like respect, brother.
Whoa! What if he combines cooking and being a chef with like the blame God thing, and then like at the end when he's done cooking, he like smashes his head with like you know utensils and pans and pots and pans. And
throw pots and pans at the crane.
Throw pots and pans. Oh my God! Wait. Hold on. I've just figured out it's a TV show, like an internet show, and you cook or whatever, and at the end, he destroys the kitchen every time.
It's a new location, a new kitchen every time.
Joey, talk to me. Let's do this, buddy.
Come on, Waterbury.
I got connections on the internet.
I love it.
I don't know. We've gone on a tangent.
That's the best way to do it, just keep talking and talking.
Yeah.
And talking. I love it. I will not shut up.
So, AEW, so I don't like them. That's the point. Okay. But forget that. WWE, though, what makes me really happy is that it seems as though Hunter Hearst Helmsley is in charge of creative now there, which when fucking NXT was dope as fuck before NXT 2.0.
When, like 2010-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. Triple H was in charge of it then, in charge of creative there. So anyway, he's the man, and I hope he's in charge. I hope he stays in charge, but I think that's why it's been going in a good direction. I thought Elimination Chamber was the best put together Elimination Chamber match. One of the best matches I've ever seen.
Really?
I thought so, yeah. Like, I don't know. You watch it and tell me what you think, but like, just in terms of who they decided to pick, it wasn't like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They picked some dope people to be in it. Like, they threw Bronson Reed in there, which was crazy. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Don't you lie to me.
I'm lying.
Anyway, I thought the combination of people that they had in Elimination Chamber was great. And I thought the way he went about it was kind of like when, you know how dope Royal Rumbles, in my opinion, are like, when they plan it out so that each person in the Rumble, like, has a really nice showing before before they get out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with like, the fucking 300-foot rampway now to the ring.
Oh, yeah, that was way too long.
it was like that when Edge made his return.
Because I remember Nikki Cross specifically, because she tries to bolt. I was like, look how long she has to run.
Would have been fucking funny if what's his name, Titus O'Neil, just fucking pulled off sprinting and fucking crash.
Well, anyway, I'm happy Triple H is in charge. I thought Elimination Chamber was dope. I think that what's going to happen next, I'm going to call this right now because I don't think it's played out yet at all, and I think I'm the first person that's going to call this, is that Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are going to team up and beat the Usos at WrestleMania for the tag titles.
Definitely. I can see that happening.
Yes, that is what's happening. So that's going
to
be
awesome. Do you think Roman drops it to Cody at WrestleMania? Yes.
I say Bloodline loses everything at WrestleMania.
Yeah. And they'll probably do a segment on Raw where like they fucking fight each other and then fucking Roman Reigns goes to Hollywood.
I mean, they need a vacation. You know?
Yeah, they've been nonstop. Nonstop.
Like literally, like they need to like take a vacation probably and like take some time and rest.
Yeah, literally sit down.
Yeah.
Put your feet up. Drink a beer.
I mean, they've been doing so much. It's honestly like part of me though, you know, usually I'm like, all right, yeah, obviously that has to come to an end at some point. You know, it's been like 800 days for Roman and something, I don't know how long for the Usos, but
I think longer now.
More? What'd you say?
I think they've been longer than Roman.
Oh, longer than Roman?
I could be wrong.
Oh, I don't know. But yeah, but so anyway, they're comparable, but it's like they're still so good that it's like, and no one's bored yet. So then you start to be like, is it time to end it? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I almost thought it was premature that they're kind of hinting at the end. But whatever. But I do think that they don't want to give the title, the big title, to either Kevin or Sammy. So I think that letting them win the tag titles from the Usos makes a lot of sense.
Build up, let them rock it for a couple months. They'll probably have like another falling out or some shit.
Yes. And then maybe they'll fight or something, yeah. But I think people will be down for that. But then also there's the fucking, I think about that Matt Riddle and Randy Orton have been out, and they're going to come back as RK-Bro at some point.
Yeah, definitely. I saw something, I think, today on Facebook that was like, Randy Orton is like expected to return soon.
Oh, really?
I don't know if they said live. They either said like WWE Live, like the house shows, or they said like live television. I'm not entirely sure.
I mean, if I didn't have the Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn tag team theory, then I would say that RK-Bro comes back to fight the Usos and wins at WrestleMania. But
dude, imagine it's fucking Sami and Owens versus the fucking Usos, and then they fucking they win. Kevin Owens, and then fucking RK-Bro just like comes out of nowhere, just like stares him down from the fucking ramp, points at them or some shit.
That's almost definitely what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
The other thing is this: I have a thought, but I don't know if this is gonna happen. I see Paul Heyman, maybe this is far fetched, but maybe Heyman turns on Roman and like helps Cody win somehow, and Cody goes bad.
Because that you see the promo that fucking Heyman and Rhodes had the other week?
Yeah.
That shit was nuts.
So, like, I don't know. Like, I would say, like, if they were going to play it, like, Sammy's coming back for the title, but I doubt it because I think the tag team thing's what they're going to do. Then I would say Heyman turns on Roman to help Cody win. Cody goes bad, and it's Cody-Sammy, like, for a while.
I'm down with that. I would love that. That would be so fucking cool. Mm-hmm. Seeing how Paul Heyman turn face, that'd be sick.
My dream job, by the way, my whole life, and I'm old, is I wanted to be a writer for the WWE. Like, forever.
Yeah.
I actually applied for the job. It's actually a job. And I applied for
it. Shit.
Yeah. I didn't get it, obviously.
Wonder what, probably need to go to school for, like, creative writing or something.
I forget what the requirements were, but it's more like being in TV writing, yeah, for like X amount of, you know, years. But the other thing is, you, what's awesome, depending on who you are, again, like, and what you want to do with your life, you travel 365 with them, writing live, like, on the spot.
Yeah.
Which is dope. Jesus. Like, you have to be at Raw in Texas, you know what I'm saying, in case something goes bad, you gotta, like, rewrite what's happening.
They got to be getting some paycheck, though, right? You would assume, being away from your friend and family for a year.
Yeah, I think it was pretty decent. But, I mean, that those jobs are for, like, 20-year-old dudes, you know, like, don't have, like, family, you know?
Yeah.
I guess. Anyway, I think we should talk about music again now, probably.
Yes, I think I mentioned two bands, Targeted and Mom TK and Doomsayer.
Yes. Oh, no, and the other one. The
Polly.
Yes. Sorry, not Polly anything.
What do I got? I got shows.
Oh, Chastity.
Up. We got Chastity.
Oh my God, Chastity.
They're talking about, I'm not entirely sure for our second show. I don't want to like spill any beans because that's all Sam shit.
Spill the beans. Go ahead.
I think we're trying to do something in the fall again.
Okay.
But Chassis fucking dope. That was almost like a last minute thing for me to join the band because I've known Logan Flynn. I went to high school with Logan. I've known Logan since God knows how long.
Yeah.
And I remember as a joke, I was like, yo, let me join Chastity, two drummers. I said that to Sam. And then Sam was like, yo, I'll let you know. And next thing I know, I'm at the practice space with my fucking electronic drum set and I'm just fucking ripping drums.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
really that show cool. Was really people it. Got really excited about it. Like, you guys should fucking play more and whatever.
Dude, I was expecting like a solid turnout, but that night was fucking insane.
I mean,
even for people, like,
yeah,
even for like the Doomsayer set, like People were fucking moving. Everybody was packed in. The only thing I fucking hate, and it's for every show, and it has nothing to do with Shakers. I just hate when people are on the pool side. Just move over. Just a little bit. Let me see your face, you know?
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, honestly, but, like, I don't know.
Shakers is just an awkward space. It's like, I don't know.
Definitely one of my favorite spots on the island.
Shout out, of course. It's so legendary. What's up, Nika? She doesn't listen to this. She solidly does not listen to this, and I know it. Because she's like, because I've been like, hey, Nika, want to be on the podcast? She's like, no.
I think she'd be a great host.
She won't be on. I've asked her a little. I've said it a couple times. She's like, no, I don't want to be on the podcast. I don't listen to podcasts. She's very not into it, I'll tell you. I was like, I mentioned you the other day on the podcast. And she's like, really? She's like, I don't know how to listen to podcasts. And I was like, well, just have somebody play it for you. I said something nice about you.
You sit down. That's what you do. You sit down and you put your headphones in.
Yeah, she doesn't like it. So she's not listening. I know it.
As shows go, I have Targeted's playing in Philadelphia.
Oh.
March 18th with it's us, Physical Altercation, Cycle of Abuse, and I think 10 Slugs? 10 Slugs? Is that their name?
Is it really?
I think so.
I mean, those are the two best beatdown bands from both regions.
Oh, for real, dude. Physical Altercation is fucking dope. So fucking sick.
Yeah, I'm really happy. For them, I think it's pretty dope. Yeah, I mean, you guys are doing good stuff.
And then we got a Beatdown Nation April.
Yeah, that April Beatdown 1st. Nation show. When is it again?
April Fools, April 1st.
Oh my god! Imagine if it really is an April Fools joke, though. I'll be upset.
No, because then I would have to, like, I don't know. Reset my day.
Dude, imagine if everyone gets there and it's like taped up and it says like April Fools and there's like no show.
Go home.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that one's at the Meadows in Brooklyn. I've never been there.
You haven't? I've been there a couple times.
Doesn't God's Hate play there?
Yes. So I saw God's Hate there. I've seen Pain of Truth there. I've seen King Nine there. Well, that's the same as the God's Hate show. I've been there like maybe 3-4 times. But so you've been up to the Monarch though, right?
No, I don't think so, no.
No?
I've only Brooklyn venues. I've been to Warsaw. I've been to obviously St. Vitus. Right. And there was one more that I can't.
So here's the funny thing about the Meadows and the Monarch. So they're owned by the same person, obviously, or persons. They're literally two doors down from one another, I think. Like there might be two other spaces in between them. But the Monarch's bigger. So the Monarch's like where they did the Triple B showcase.
Yeah. And, like bigger shows.
Yes. But they're kind of the same setup, same people work there. Both venues don't have any IPAs, which I've talked about a few times, which is fucking insane to me. Whoa, what was that?
That was my I went to put my air on in my car, and then my fucking radio went off. Is that too loud? Do you hear my air? That would help if it was on.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, I think that's we just got the two shows booked for Targeted. I just want to send my love out to the Butcher's Dozen. An absolute tragedy to the scenes.
So what happened?
I have no idea.
But wait, who passed?
Dane. His name was Dane.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not really. I think I've met him once or twice in passing. But
and what band was he in?
Butcher's Dozen.
Okay. They're in Baltimore. All I know is that
a lot of Maryland.
Okay.
All I know that a lot of my friends are affected by it, so my heart goes out to all my friends that are hurting in this tough time for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I saw it too. I don't know. I didn't know who he was. So I wasn't sure who people were talking about. But yeah. Yeah, man. Well, speaking of Baltimore hardcore, I'm starting the episode with a track from Scrutinize. And those guys are fucking dope. That new EP is tight. Shout out to everybody in Baltimore. I'm so bad
with like names, like band names, album names, song names. I'm pretty sure my boy Sean,
is in
that band. Sean Krim, if you're in that band, I fucking love you. I was in a group chat with Sean Krim like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
He's met all of my friends, and I have still yet to meet this guy, and it fucking hurts me every fucking time that I see like Mark Valentino hanging out with him. I'm just like, my boy Krim, I gotta meet you.
What's his Instagram?
Oh God, it's like a play on his last name.
Not Charm, is it?
No. That's again.
Wait, who's Charm? Because I'm gonna have him on the fucking on the show.
I met Charm at, I think he was at Barncore, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He's really close with like Lorcan and Murphy.
But that's what I dapped him up. Oh, Drawn in Blood, right? Isn't this thing?
Yeah, there we go.
But anyway, I'm having him on the show soon. And that's who sent me the track that I'm gonna play tonight.
How fucking
Anyway. Shout out Baltimore, wow.
Shout out Baltimore.
I'm gonna go to Baltimore so I've never been to Baltimore. But I'm going to that crazy death metal thing.
Oh,
Hell on the Harbor.
Who's buying that?
Well, hold on, sir.
I need to know right now.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Hell
in a cell.
There it is. Hell. I mean, I'm a big Vince McMahon guy. I gotta tell you.
Dude, next time you see Marty, you gotta ask him to do his Vince McMahon impression.
All right, so I'll give you a little. It's called Hell in the Harbor, May 27th and 28th of this year, on the sound stage at Baltimore, Maryland. This is instead of the Maryland Death Fest, by the way, is my understanding.
Yeah.
So Cannibal Corpse.
Last year was the last one, I'm pretty sure, right?
Cannibal Corpse, you may have heard of before.
Of course.
I know, I'm joking. Cannibal Corpse, High on Fire, Napalm Death, Pig Destroyer, Dwarves, Goat Horror, Misery Index, Our Boys in Internal Bleeding, and Sing with Sugar Bog.
Yeah.
Undeath. And a bunch of other people I don't know. But
I would just go for fucking Bog, to be honest, and Internal Bleeding. Those two would just
I don't know who Dead Guy is or Holder.
Dead Guy, I think they used to be a band years ago, and I'm pretty sure they came back like last year. It was a whole big thing. I remember my friend Dylan was like, "Are you seeing Dead Guy?" And I was like,
"I think Dying Fetus too, but I can't really read that." I think it's Dying Fetus. Well, anyway,
I was supposed to go to something similar in Philadelphia in 2020. It was supposed to be like a metal and beer festival with Destroyer was playing. Was playing Jane Doe in its entirety, which would have been fucking insane to see.
That's dope. They used to have every year in Massachusetts at the Palladium, they would have the Metal and Hardcore Fest, and it was fucking crazy. But that was a while ago, I guess. I don't know. I don't think the Palladium in Worcester is a hotspot anymore, I guess. Yeah.
That was weird.
Sorry about that, bro.
All right, you're good.
I don't know what happened. I had to run. We got disconnected before. And I took the opportunity to go take a piss. And I had to run across a field, like a baseball diamond, that was just covered in goose shit.
There you go.
Every centimeter of it. It was revolting.
I think we're good.
All right. All right, So we left off talking about Beatdown, the 10-year anniversary show at the Meadows. Let me just run down that lineup again. Oh, we were talking about, yeah, Psycho Enhancer, All Shall Suffer, Chains of Misery, Chain Gang, Targeted, and 10 Slugs.
Yeah, that show's going to be insane.
That's fucking crazy. That's kind of, that's like Barncore times Beatdown Mania times. I don't know.
It's like Barncore to the public.
Yeah. I don't know if the general public should be coming to this. There should be a warning sign. Honestly, there should be a warning sign at the front of this. Like,
for real, yeah.
If you don't know like what's going on inside, just don't come in. You will not be happy. Bad things will happen to you. And what's going on in terms of other shows? You said there's Doomsayer shows coming up?
Oh, yeah, we have. So the dudes in Gooned Up, they're putting a show together March 3rd at Shakers. Abscess Pool,
oh.
Arcosis playing, which is fucking dope. Doomsayer. And there is, I want to say, I think Demon Teeth is playing. And okay. There's one more that I'm totally fucking forgetting.
Shout out the goons.
Shout out the goons. Shout out Mike.
What up, Mike, Dylan, Oscar, the Grouch.
Dude, I fucking love those guys.
Good dudes. I was on their podcast thing.
Yeah, yeah, I did one. Dude, fucking Mike literally lives like down the road from me. It's so funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shout out Cormac.
So what else is doing?
That's pretty much it, man. Like, yeah. we got those shows that we talked about earlier. The show we just talked about. Yep. A lot. I'm fucking recording with that. All the bands I'm in. It's just recording.
Yeah,
which that's is cool because it's all gonna be worth it. Everything sounds great. My favorite, to be honest, is the Monty K tracks for sure.
So how many more tracks are you working on?
I think we have.
I heard the one that we're playing.
One more for Mom TK.
Okay.
And like same thing with Doomsday. I think we're waiting on Simeon to do one more song on vocals. He had a fucking like a sinus problem where he was fucking having nosebleeds.
What?
Yeah, really fucked up shit.
So in terms of your drumming influences and stuff, like who are your favorite drummers? Who are your favorite bands? Like old school, new school.
So my my biggest influence, his name is, he was actually my drum teacher from like age 13 up until like whenever I started teaching, which was when I was 21. So like a solid 7-8 years. Bobby Rondinelli, he was born in Brooklyn. He lives on the island. He drummed for Blue Oyster Cult. He did some runs with Black Sabbath back in the day. Richie Blackmore's Rainbow. He's very John Bonham influenced.
Okay.
Which definitely is translating into my playing. I love doing this. I'm more of like a groove drummer. I love playing in the pocket. I'm not a big fill, flashy fill guy. Like I love my fills, but like nothing over the top. I like it to be very, not basic, but I want people to like understand what I'm doing on the drums. Even if I'm playing in like these ridiculous time signatures, I want it to be nice and groovy. I want people to like bob their head and whatnot.
Right.
He's a big influence of mine. He's taught me everything I've known from double bass, getting my hands fast, and even he helped me teach, which is awesome. But as like the chaotic drumming goes, I got to give it to my boy, Billy Reimer. He's in Thought Crimes now. He was the drummer of the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Dillinger is one of my favorite bands of all time.
Okay.
For sure. Then we got Icing on the Cake. The drummer of Between the Barrett and Me. Why am I drawing blank? Oh, Blake Richardson. Blake Richardson, one of my top drummers of all time. He can make a simple 4-4 groove sound like insane, which I love so much about that guy. As favorite bands probably fucking love Dillinger Escape Plan, rest in peace. Between the Barrett and Me is an all-time favorite. Bands like The Contortionist. I love Sanguisugabog. I want to shout out Malbojo real quick and Iridian. Those are my boys. Been my friends for for fucking ever since I've had hair. That's pretty much it. That's what I'm rocking with nowadays. I love Converge. I love the Chariot. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Music, baby.
Music. Gotta love it.
And I also hate it at the same time.
You can't live with it. You can't live without it. Anyway, yo, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, I had a few weird location hiccups.
But, nah, you're totally fine. Totally.
But yeah, thanks, man. I had a good time. Yeah. And yeah, everybody, so we're starting the shit off with a scrutinized track, and we're ending it with a MOMTK. More of
Mom TK.
Mom TK, son. It's not Montauk, you know what I'm saying? Although Montauk's lovely out here. No, all right, man. Good talking to you. I'll see you soon, man.
Always, brother. Be good. Be well.
Later, buddy.
Peace.
Peace.